This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Legislation to cut student debt will be the first bill to be introduced in the 48th Parliament. Labor's election promise will see 20% of higher education debt cut for 3 million Australians. The bill is expected to pass with support from the Coalition. Education Minister Jason Clare says they're aiming to fulfil their election promise.
The first piece of legislation to cut student debt by 20% is something that we promised, I think, every day of the election campaign in every part of the country. It means cutting the debt of 3 million Australians. A lot of those are young Australians. Often young people don't see themselves on the ballot paper when they go to vote, but a lot of young people did at this election, and they voted for it in their millions.
A 15-year-old boy has died and another teenager is in a critical condition, suffering a severed arm following a jet ski accident on the Georges River in Sylvania. New South Wales emergency services were called to the scene around 6 p.m. yesterday after the boys reportedly struck an obstacle and were thrown into the water. The 15-year-old's body was later recovered. The surviving boy was rushed to Sydney Children's Hospital and has since undergone emergency surgery. He remains in a critical condition. New South Wales Police Inspector Timothy Carter spoke shortly following the accident.
A tragedy, to say the least, not only for the families but the local community. And also has a significant impact on emergency services. Obviously, the police have done their best to try and save these kids' lives, and we obviously feel great empathy towards the families, we'll provide them ongoing support.
Ozzy Osbourne, legendary singer of Black Sabbath, has died aged 76. His family has confirmed. They say he was surrounded by love in his final moments and asked for privacy as they grieve. Diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2019, Osbourne was a pioneering figure in heavy metal. Osbourne last appeared on stage 3 weeks ago for a final performance.
I just want to say to you on behalf of the guys in Black Sabbath and myself, that your support over the years has made it all possible for us to live a lifestyle we live. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you, we love you.
Rock wallabies that were once believed to be extinct in Western Australia's Kalbarri National Park are now thriving. The species is doing well due to the conservation and breeding programs run by the Nunda traditional owners and the Parks and Wildlife Service, which is a 6-hour drive north of Boolu, Perth. Nunda ranger Samara Martin is working with the team to trap rock wallabies by searching the remote gorges the animals call home.
When we catch them, we check if they got a tag in their between their shoulder blades, and if they don't, we put a chip in so that we can know when and where they were tagged.
Jess Skinner has been confirmed as Australia's full-time women's rugby league coach ahead of the 2026 World Cup. She's now led the Gillaroos through the Pacific Championships this spring and into their World Cup title defence, co-hosted by Australia and Papua New Guinea next year. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's SBS News in Easy English.